I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1228. The gospel is to be obeyed. Let me get this out of the way right now. You cannot earn your salvation. It is a free gift. Jesus paid it all. And yet, we veer dangerously into easy believism, or what Bonhoeffer called cheap grace, when we make our salvation into a legal transaction instead of a dynamic life right now. As James Bryan Smith says, we have shrunk the gospel. Okay, today, can we make a scriptural case that the gospel is to be obeyed? Yep, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love God, heart, soul, mind, strength, and to love others as we've been loved. That sounds an awful lot like obeying the gospel to me. Australian theologian Michael Bird lays it out for us, and I summarize. First, Paul refers to a day when, quote, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, end quote, Romans 12:16. So the gospel is not merely the offer of salvation, it is also a declaration that Jesus is the appointed judge. Second, we hear that unbelievers are held accountable for not obeying the gospel. In explaining Israel's current unbelief in the Messiah, Paul writes in Romans 10:16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? And then Paul tells the Thessalonians about the future day when, in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8, the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Interesting, isn't it? And then one more, 1 Peter 4:17. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? He writes, the impression I get in these texts is that the gospel is something that persons do not just believe or assent to, but something they are meant to become loyal to submit to. And then third, he writes, Paul also argues that the gospel is something we live out. We live a life according to the gospel, in conformity to the gospel, worthy of the gospel. We find that in places like Philippians 1:27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. So the gospel is genuinely lived as a pattern of life to those who follow King Jesus. Texts like these demonstrate that the gospel is an offer of salvation, but it is also a royal summons to come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. The royal announcement is that Jesus is the King, who offers deliverance to all who cling to him, and he is the judge of those who would resist and resent the reign of God. So, while a law and gospel antithesis is not invalid, nonetheless, its concerns need to be met without narrowing the biblical presentation of the gospel, which does warn of judgment as well as call people to obey its pronouncement upon the person and work of Christ. Well said, Michael Bird. You know, it's tough to argue with those texts. But the way I like to put it is this: faith is living like it's so. In other words, our faith declares our allegiance to King Jesus and his kingdom to be so, and that's to be obeyed right now. Here's the great question. What do you think? Do you think the gospel is to be mentally acknowledged or lived out? Let's pray. Lord, forgive us for making the faith simply something we agree to, and not something we show and tell in our everyday lives. The gospel has a call on our hearts that's not just what we think or a prayer we prayed way back then, but how we live right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1229. And in the meantime, we used to sing an old hymn, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. This is not works salvation. It's showing our salvation by how we work. this very day, you will get the honor of living your living faith, because the gospel is to be obeyed.